NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Over 50 years, the sensational Nightingales have been proclaiming our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All that time, I wasn't living the life I was singing about. I was playing church, saying, Lord, Lord, from my lips, but my heart was far from God. We can fool man sometimes, but we can't fool God no time. It is indeed time out for playing church. Mother told me, said, son, don't you play with God like that. It's too dangerous. Then mother said something to me, I never will forget it as long as I live. Mother will look at me straight in the eye. She said, son, listen, don't you know you can sing a lie just as well as you can tell one? Time out for playing church. I laid my hands on mother's forehead in the casket. I spoke to her spirit. I said, mother, I'm going to be at that meeting one of these days to see you and greet you. There's going to be a great meeting, and I want to be at the meeting. Hallelujah.
When I get to heaven, I keep my dear motherland. She'll say, God Almighty, here come my child. He must God hear my prayer.
Some great people, but I want somebody tonight to know I know a man that can't fail. I know a man that works miracles. I know a man that heals, delivers, and sets free. Won't you help me witness and just tell somebody I know a man, I know a man. Regardless of what you're going through, you got to know him for yourself.
That he can, I know he can. Oh. salute.
The hem of his garment and was made whole. There is no thing that he cannot do now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Turn it over to him. He can fix it. He can solve it. He can work it out in your home, on your job.
I know a man.
Of nothing and called everything into existence. He walked upon water like walking upon a sidewalk. I trusted him when I couldn't trace it. He's working some things out for you where you are right now. He's working some things out for you. Yes, he can do it. Yes, he can do it.
Yes, he can do it. Come on, let the boys just say yes. He can change your life. He can heal your body. He can make you whole. He can deliver you out. There's no problem too hard for him. He specializes in things impossible.
Your trials and tribulations are no big thing to him.
Yes, he can do it. Somebody say yes.
What's up, Relentless Church? I hope you're ready to worship a risen Savior today. We will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
come on, come on, come on, do it with me. Come on, get on up, give it praise.
Pretty tough. People treat you wrong. But if you can just learn in this season to be thankful, and just let it go. You don't need it no more. Say why?
Why are you so upset just because someone
why?
Didn't owe
why?
You $6?
Why?
Is it that serious?
Nah.
Walking around with a frown, why should you be bummed when you've got power?
Power?
Make devils delirious. Your gifted is mysterious. People are so curious. Haters, they get furious because they cannot bury us. Don't you cause the fire, but let God handle it
because he's smart. Give him
your weariness.
BGA one time, let's go. God's already made a way, so give him praise, and when he comes through, don't forget to tell the world.
some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. It's dry. He tried. Every one of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home.
but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. I won't. I won't. Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And it's all right. And it's all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord. I can't tell you how glad I am to be here. If I tried to explain it to you, you wouldn't understand. But today, just seeing and unseen. Hey, come on there, huh? He brought me all the way down through the years. And I can still hear this song that my father used to sing every time he got ready to start a state meeting. Every time it was time for YPWW, he's the YPWW president for 39 years. He was an old president. But praise God, he said, hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. And bring them to him. And I came and I laid them at the altar. Oh God, he's good, isn't he?
Special dedication to all of the mothers that's under the sound of my voice. I did not say to all of the women who had children, for you can have a house full of children and not know the first thing about being a mother. Mothers know what it means to make special sacrifices for the family. Listen to the words.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside of me, no child. For the night doctor, you prayed when you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. For the night filled with dread and the for the advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. For the torture, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge.
Listen again.
For the time that your father all alone with no one to help, no charge. For the night I sat there all alone, wondering if he would come on home, no charge. For the all the bills that I pay, there is no charge.
Hallelujah.
When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Oh,
people that are in the world, you know, we complain about our circumstance all the time, but there are people in the world who are less fortunate than us, and sometimes they need a helping hand, you know. There are people all over the country that are homeless, you know, and you should help them out, you know. give them something, you know, but be careful when you give them something, though, because sometimes them people try to trick you. Like the other day, a man hit me to something. He let me realize, you know, I was pulling up in a gas station, you know, I pull up, I'm about to go in and get my $1.50 worth of gas, you know. Oh, I'm the only one? Stop me if I'm lying. Now, time be hard. I just need enough to get home. Get that $1.50 worth of gas. I'm getting ready to go in, and this old man, you know, I noticed was walking up to me, so you know how y'all do. And he walked up here, hey, brother, let me talk to you. I said, go on, man, I ain't got it, man. Go on now. Quit playing, go on. He said, man, hold on, man. I ain't come to beg you for no money. I'm going to challenge you for it. I said, how you going to challenge me for my money? He said, look here. I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer it right, I'm going to give you 3 chances to answer this question. If you get it right, I'll give you $2. But if you get it wrong, you got to give me $5. So I'm looking at this man saying, you know, I'm an educated brother. It ain't no question that this brother can think of that I can't answer. Plus, you know, I need some extra money for some gas. So, I say, go ahead, brother. Ask me the question then. Go ahead. He say, brother, what is the strongest nation in the world? I say, the strongest nation in the world? Me being a proud black Afro-American man from Africa, the motherland, I say, Africa. That's the strongest nation in the world. He say, you big dummy, that's a continent. You got 2 more chances. So I say, strongest nation in the world, strongest nation in the world. Got to be a place with a lot of people and a lot of life. A lot of people and a lot of buildings. A lot of people and a lot of technology. China, that's the strongest nation in the world. They smart and they got a lot of people. He say, wrong again. Yeah, I say, well, strongest nation in the world. I start getting nervous, y'all. I say, strongest nation in the world. Why I ain't think of it before? We standing right here in it. Land of the free, home of the brave. United States of America, that's the strongest nation in the world. He said, wrong again. I said, well, brother, if you so smart, you tell me what's the strongest nation in the world. He said, brother, the strongest nation in the world is a donation. Give me my $5. He wasn't lying either. That's the strongest.
Here I am, you're Satan trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I bind Satan back in hell where he belongs. I don't have no church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
Guess what? It's Black History Time. And I know February is the month that is designated for Black History, but we celebrate who we are every day. And who are we? The Brown Singers from Memphis, Tennessee. Listen, we've been singing for about
44 years.
My mother is the original Brown Singer.
She's
been here since the 70s, but she only 20. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody our business. So we just want to take a moment and greet you, let you know who we are. Down on the end right here is my auntie. Tell them your name, girl.
Hi, I'm Jakina Richmond.
And?
I'm Sierra Pope.
And I'm Lisa Knowles Smith.
And I'm Vanessa Brown Knowles.
And Rachel Anderson.
And we're the Brown Singers. We're excited to be celebrating. Family is important. I know that's the theme for the University of Memphis. And listen, I think God was very strategic that he allows us to pick our friends, but he does not allow us to pick our family. He gives us who we need. So thank God for our family, and from our family to yours, God bless you. And we pray that this experience for you is amazing. So y'all take a moment and let's have some church. Look at somebody and say, we got a little song saying, have a little talk with Jesus. Hey! Now, wherever you are, in virtual land, come on, put your hands together. Hey! Hey! Listen, you know what I found out? That if you talk to Jesus, he won't tell nobody your business.
He won't tell.
He won't.
90s, we recorded a song where it talks about send a man, tell me where you gonna run, where you gonna hide. And I'm gonna tell you, it was in the 90s, it was the same thing as 2021. You can't hide from God. You can't hide. Come on, let's have some church. Woo. This is the moment where we remember and celebrate my grandmother. That was the original founder of the Brown Singers. Shout out to my granny. Woo! Hey! Hey! Oh! Put your hands together. Prophesy to yourself, and you got to say, I'm next in line for a blessing. I'm next in line for a healing. I'm next in line for a breakthrough. Can you take a moment and lift up your hands and say, I'm next. I'm next. Yeah. Woo.
until I die. I'm a believer until I die. And if you know you're gonna believe them,
somebody tell us that, because I got Jesus. Look at your neighbor, tell them, I got Jesus. Anybody else feel like me? You said, I know I got Jesus. I know I'm next because I got him. The song we recorded said, I got Jesus on my side. Yeah, I've got Jesus. Glad I got him on my side. Let me tell you what happened. I've been through the storm and the rain, but God's love is still the same. Oh, and that is enough. That is enough. That's enough. But listen, y'all say, that's enough for me. Know that he's everything that you need, and he'll be whatever you're needing him to be in your life. Oh. When I was writing this song, I was thinking about how sometimes we should do everything we can to just replace God. We use all kind of medications, we read all kind of books, but in actuality, all you really need is God. And he'll be whatever you need him to be. Can I get a witness? Hey! So pinned the words to this song. It says,
I read all kind of books, those that make me feel good about myself. But then I found out that all I needed was the Lord's help. So if you need a counselor, if you give God a chance, that's what he'll be. Oh, but then I found out that sometimes only bodies are healed when you call on Jesus' name. So a healer, if you give God a chance, that's what he'll be. I need y'all to make it real sweet. If you call on Jesus,
he'll
be whatever you need.
2021 is to try Jesus.
Yeah.
When everything else has failed,
I tried.
I done tried a whole bunch of stuff, trying to fix stuff that in the natural I wasn't able to fix.
Yeah.
But how many know we serve a supernatural God?
Yeah.
I must say, we serve a supernatural God. And he specializes in things that are impossible. All you got to do is give him a chance. Now, if you believe that wherever you are, just begin to give God a praise. Just begin to open up your mouth, lift up your hands, and bless his name. I'm ready to have what we call a little country church. Can we have a little country church? Come on, Jamal. Hey! Y'all just excuse us for a second, because we ain't just sung in a while. That's how we like to do it. Now you can join us. This way, let's go. think I want to go to the remix. Look at somebody. Wherever you at, don't wave your hand like this. Ho! And we was at the club, we say, wave your hands in the air. And wave them like you just don't care. And if you know that the Lord has been good to you, can you help me say, oh yeah. Listen. I want to teach you this part. Go like this. Lord, you've been good to me. I was walking around the house, and God was just speaking to me. I was thinking about stuff God had done, and thinking about how he healed my body, thinking about coronavirus, and thinking about even in a pandemic, I ain't never missed a meal. Said this, Lord, you've been good to me. I need some help. Come on, say, Lord, you,
Lord.
Going out.
Been good.
You've been good to me. Come on, give him glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You've been good. You've been good.
Been good.
You've been good.
You've been good.
Good.
Lord, Lord, you.
Yeah.
Lord.
Say it with me.
Say, Lord, Lord, you.
Lord, Lord, you.
Lord, had to move on from this. But Pastor Sam, Pastor Devin, when I think of the things that God has done for me, sometimes I gotta stop, get in a hurry, and say, Lord, turn around right there, Fred. Lord, Lord, you've been good to me. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. I wrote a song. I'm going to do one line of it. It says, anybody here ever known shut out? Cry all night, then you talk from life's ups and downs, and then you look for your friends, and they were nowhere, nowhere to be found. We'll be right back.
rhythm. We recorded a song. It goes like this.
Oh,
come on now, everybody clap your
hands.
Cause he's good.
Thank you.
let's get closer, closer. Come on, everybody.
Yeah. right beside me. Hold my hand in the valley. Lost but they found me. I don't know where I'll be.
Trumpet sound, I wanna be. Oh Lord, have mercy when the trumpet sound. I'm Pastor Wilson with True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
As a child in my mother's care, my mother told me she would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
Joan, Jesus will always be there. Oh, man, now I'm a grown man, living, 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 living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometime I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never, he ain't never. Can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending on you.
Fellas, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it, Lord, but let's just tell it. I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending.
When my money gets funny,
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange,
I'm depending.
When my friends get few, don't know what to do.
I'm
I done found somebody I can lean on. Found somebody I can lean on. And y'all may wanna know who I'm leaning on. I'm depending on you.
Look at John and David, say the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. We're going to have a good time tonight.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you again. Look, got some great news for you. There is a move of God that is manifesting in the midst of those of you, and you can't see it with the natural eye. It is in the spirit, and many of you know that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I believe today that the Lord want to bless somebody real good, real good. Now, hear me good. Now, I'm not talking about blessing you tomorrow. I'm talking about blessing you right now where you are. And I can hear the Holy Spirit saying that there's some of you that are frustrated and you're going through some marriage situations. You're dealing with a situation that the doctor has given you a report, and you're still frustrated because what he has shared with you, and you're not been in peace, not been able to rest and sleep. But hear me well. I want you right now, wherever you are, if there's a sickness that's among you that is placed on your body that's causing pain, or the area the doctor has reported, I want you to touch that right now. And we're going to believe God in the name of Jesus. I want you to touch it right now as I speak. And those of you that's dealing with a marriage situation, and it might be a husband or wife that is going through, and they just can't come together in agreement in the things that are going forward, and you are just about to throw in the towel. But somewhere, somehow, your spirit is saying, hold on, just wait on the Lord. Now, if that's you right now, I want you to touch and agree with me as I speak right now on this Sunday. I'm believing God that even now there is a pastor, and there's a minister, there's a pastor that's reaching out to his congregation, and they are so busy and focusing on what he's doing. And he's doing what God has called him to do, and they're wanting to focus on the opposite of the other things that he's involved with instead of focusing on what God called him to do. And that's throwing them all to miss out on their blessing. It's a trick of the enemy. But I'm speaking today life to the Spirit of God, that those of you are walking in the Spirit, understand what the power of the Holy Spirit is. And as you speak that out of your mouth, I want you to speak life. Begin, as the pastor said, begin, those of you, if you're at home and you begin to speak in tongues, those of you that speak in tongues, begin to speak. Begin to speak out of your mouth. You're speaking in a language that you understand, and need to begin to speak. And those of you that want to begin to know how to speak in tongues, ask God to give you that. And those of you that have a desire that just want the anointing to fall on you right now where you are, and believing God for the healing, believing God for that marriage to be united back together in the name of Jesus, I want you to begin to speak. I receive the blessings of God right now in my home, in my life. Even the organs upon my body are beginning to function and operate properly. I'm believing the report of the Lord, and I speak life out of my mouth this day in the name of Jesus, that it shall manifest and I shall move forward for the glory of God. I receive it, I believe it, I speak it, and I trust God that this day it shall manifest in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, brothers and sisters. God loves you in spite of where you are, what you're going through, what you're facing, what you're dealing with in life. Focus on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't get caught up with the affairs of this world. Don't get caught up with all of the media and the gossip on Facebook. Don't get caught up with all of the news, negative words that are coming out among people that you've been looking up to and seeing another side of them. Look on the side where Jesus is. And that's the life, light of the world, Jesus Christ. We'll be right back with more great gospel music. God bless you.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Right.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rites,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen,
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil. You may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right. We
talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's
amen.
Right.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
That neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing, created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Dietrich? Is that Dietrich Haddon just walked in? What brings you to Fountain of Life?
You can have your way. You can have your way in me, yeah. Can I be transparent for a minute? Some of those rumors that you heard, I probably did it. I'm not a perfect man, I can need it. But it's covered by the blood I've been forgiven. When I think of things I've done, I shake my head.
I'm seeing now, Lord, just have
times since I've been down on my knees. And it's only you that can set me free. I'll be waiting here until you're ready.
I'm so whole long. you come. And I can't speak for y'all in the back and up there, but I'm gonna let y'all know what I came here to do tonight. Can I tell it?
I come to have a good time. I come to have a good time. Well, look at me, say, I come to have a good time. Oh, yes, I do. I come to have a good time.
What about it, you say?
I come to have a good time.
Oh, yes, I do.
I come to have a good time.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. When I go to church on Sunday,
yeah, yeah.
And the usher meet me at the door, you know what I do? I take my seat as a preacher preach, and something starts to move all over me, and I say,
you in the mood. Somebody said, I'm trying to get to school. I don't know, but it's just like that, huh? Thank you again so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartet contemporary Christian station in the world. More music, more of the Word of God, and do we have the Word of God right here on this network each and every day, Mondays through Thursdays, and on Sundays. And you can tune in every Sunday. Have two awesome preachers coming forth every Sunday. One at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. is Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. And at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon on Sundays, it's Overseer William Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. So if you want to receive the Word of God on Sunday mornings, then tune in right here to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network, 10 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. for these powerful preachers that come forth preaching the Word of God. Look, we want to thank all of you far and near and all of the emails and your comments that we get on a daily basis, and we are going out to reach the masses, and you are part of this network as we continually give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. I'm yours truly, the Anointed One, always my pleasure. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. I'm going to see, can I take it up just a little bit higher? Somebody said, let's go higher. To God be the glory.
You know, when I think about my life, think about all the times when I ran the street doing the wrong thing. But the Lord still had grace on my life. And now that I gave my life to Jesus, I tell him every day,
take your time to stand for me.